I do want women to know that there is an alternative to suppressing their bodies with hormones, that they can see their body as a good and they can live in that body holistically.
Totally. Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
Join co-hosts Jamie Rauchy and Teresa Kenny as they educate women about the beauty of the feminine design and empower women to take charge of their health.
They're going to be so amazing. You're going to be so empowered by understanding your feminine genius and your hormone genius. I don't think I could live my whole life knowing this and not sharing it with anyone.
Hey, this is Teresa from the Hormone Genius Podcast, and I am here with my co-host, Jamie Rauchy, and we are starting the Hormone Genius Season 3. Woo! So we are excited and we are ready. And Jamie and I are going to first just catch up a little bit because we have not chatted in a while, right, Jamie?
True, Teresa. And I've missed you so much.
Yeah.
It's just been such a time, it seems like, in ways that we just got done with season two. And in other ways, it seems like it's been a really long time. So I'm just super excited, Teresa, to catch up with you, to learn more about hormones with you, to interview amazing medical professionals and health professionals this upcoming season. And I'm just honored to be on this journey with you, Teresa.
Super. Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. Yeah. And shout out to our editor, Colin, who just had a baby this summer. And, you know, he's been taking a break too with his beautiful family. He's got four kids now. So congratulations to him. But we all took a needed break. What did you do this summer, Jamie? Yeah.
Well, you know what? My kids are getting old enough now where we can go to a body of water that isn't a public pool. Mm-hmm. Find enjoyment. And my husband and I, so we have four kids, age 9, 7, 5, and then a little baby, well, 14 months. But we can just like let them swim in the pond, you know, with a life jacket or whatever. So we went to the Ozarks this summer. We just got back from like a farmstead place with a pond, and it was so fun. So low key, but magical for the children and like relaxing for us, not like a super hyper, you know, summer at all. But what about you guys?
Yeah, we, same thing. We kind of decided not to do like a giant family vacation, you know, something really far. So we do this every summer, but we go to Okoboji, Iowa, which if you're in the Midwest, Okoboji, we call it the Hamptons of Omaha because it's this beautiful area where there's some glacier fed lakes. So they're nice and clear and clean, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And we always spend a good 3-4 days up there just chilling at the lake. And we had a great time this year. There was a great family that we know very well who was having their family reunion at the same spot we were. And our kids, we just had the best time. Unfortunately, they also brought with them a stomach bug that kind of quickly spread through a lot of families, but such is life when you're, you know, with family and having fun and everybody's sharing food together and all that, but it was great. And then my husband and I just got back from Pennsylvania and celebrated a wedding out there in beautiful area right above Scranton, which everybody, I know Jamie always says, oh, that's right where the office is. I love the office.
I love the office so much. Oh my gosh, Teresa, I'm so excited. I, on my Instagram, I'm trying to get more into Instagram, you guys, I'm just trying so hard, but I'm pumped because there is like a sound, the sound of the office background, right? Like, da, na, 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 na. So I'm going to do one and it's going to be like a day in the office and it's going to end, Teresa, with our mug, the Hormone Genius mug.
Nice.
Because that's how the office ends, is like world's best boss. And the mugs kind of look the same. So for all of you who follow us on Instagram, just like be watching for that one. I have to like release it the right time, but it's my loves of like the office and hormones together.
That's great. Well, I will be looking forward to that. So, well, I know, you know, again, we're excited about season three. Jamie's been lining up some amazing interviews. We're going to be doing some great episodes, you know, right off the bat. Here we're doing one just to kind of do a season opener real short. We're going to talk about a couple things that Jamie and I have been working on, and I'm going to let Jamie go first. She's been really working hard. I can just tell, really working hard on putting together this amazing idea, which it just goes so well with our podcast. It's really about continuing to share this beautiful information with women out there in the world.
Amen, girl. Yeah. So it's the Fiat Institute. If you want to learn more about what that word means, Fiat, listen to All About Jamie episode in season one. And I talk a little bit about it. But yeah, it's just this idea that when women know, when an everyday woman knows a little bit more than the everyday woman about hormones, how big of an impact that can make in our world and in our culture. And so I see that a lot. I see women, especially who listen to our podcast, Teresa, who they're like, what can I do? Like, I love this so much, but I don't have the time to go back to school to become a midwife or a nurse or nurse practitioner, whatever. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I can't do that, you know, but how can I help? And how can I even bring an income and make it a job? Like, can I? And I can now answer that, yes, you can, because I have developed that program. So it's called the Hormone School through the Fiat Institute. It's a brand new program. So I'm just launching it now. So I love it so much. Again, it's just, we're not diagnosing, we're not treating, we're not reading labs, we're not giving medical advice, none of that. We're like a doula for your hormones. So we're journeying alongside women who maybe aren't feeling heard by their doctors at all. We all know that women and men, but in this case, women are very, you know, there's a depth to our wellness, and it doesn't just begin and end in our hormones. But of course our hormones do impact our health, and our hormones do also, you know, are affected by other factors of our life. And so in terms of the training that I provide to the hormone coaches, I teach them how to naturally address symptoms of hormone imbalance, but also really get to the root cause with their clients and dig into other life matters, like kind of more of the life and health coaching combined in a sense. So again, if you want to learn more about it, there's far more that I can share. But the main question, again, if this is something that interests you, is just ask yourself, does this information like just pull at your heartstrings bad? You're like, I wish I knew more. And I would love to do something like this for my family to bring an income, but also to serve a purpose in this world. Email us at thehormonegenius@gmail.com and ask me for more info. And I would be happy to send that. So Teresa, to answer your question, yes, I have been spending my whole summer getting that organized, the course overviews, the modules, the frameworks, all of it.
So that was great. Very exciting, Jamie. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. But Teresa, though, you also have very exciting news. We talked a little bit about this last season. I think it's probably when that whole book process was kind of starting to wrap up, I think. But Teresa has a book. So I will let her share with you all the title and maybe a little bit about, you know, why this book is important for our world, especially right now.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. Yeah. I'm excited. I never thought, no one ever thinks maybe, I mean, you think about, I'll write a book maybe someday, but how will that ever happen? Well, I have good people in my life that helped make that happen. And so this book is called The Happy Girl's Guide to Being Whole, What You Never Knew About Your Natural Body. And a wonderful startup publishing company, Lumen Press, has just launched this book out into the world. And good friend of mine, Leah Jacobson from the Guiding Star Project, helped to edit it. And a good friend of mine, Megan Drappa from the Vitae Institute. And we have a wonderful interview at the back of the book by Dr. Marguerite Duane. So it's a collective job, but my voice is probably the strongest voice you'll hear through this book, because I really wanted to reach women before they get out of college with this information. Because, you know, Jamie and I, we know that so many women, they get to their adult life and like, nobody ever told me this before. And they're frustrated that no one ever explained to them about how their body works. And so this is a guidebook. It's a companion book. It's a starting place where you could give it to any young woman. And our target age group is 16 to about 24, but it could be certainly much more than that. This is a place to start. And I think every mother is going to want to put it into their young daughter's hands. So I'm very excited about it. And you can get it at lumenpress.org right now.
Yeah. And I think too, the first thing women will notice when they buy your book is just how beautiful, like the illustration is beautiful. When I heard you were going to be writing a book, in my head, I just automatically think of the books I normally buy. You know, it's like a book with chapters and beginning, middle, and end, a storyline and all of that. But this kind of falls more into like a textbook sort of type where it's illustrated images, but the images are beautiful and just so feminine. So yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I think is important for our readers is like, it's going to be something that you can read, but also see so that you can understand a little bit about our hormone fluctuations, or even seeing, you know, like, I like that you're using like a faucet to indicate the, mm-hmm. the valve or the, for the, our cervical mucus. That will make sense when you buy the book. I like the visuals that you included.
Yeah. And shout out to Sarah Ward, who was our designer. She did an absolutely phenomenal job on the graphic design. It is inviting, contemporary, relevant to any young woman. And I think of it as like a coffee table book that anybody would just kind of pick up and flip through and just be kind of amazed that there's so many beautiful images in it. I remember my husband, when he looked through it the first time, he was like, this is like a mini textbook. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I would have never thought about it that way. But he's like, there's so much information here. It's like not a very long book, but there's so much information. You're going to have to go through probably and read certain chapters over and over again to understand all of that information in it. Mm-hmm. But we put a lot in it because again, it's about being whole. So it's not just about hormones, right? Because it's about the whole person. You know, and we're very complex. So we have our, you know, mind, body, spirit. And so we put stuff about kind of social media and identity and body image. We talk about men and their fertility and their hormones and the complementarity between men and women. We talk about, you know, particular kind of issues that young people will be, you know, kind of struggling with, social media, pornography. There's so many little things that we just scratch the surface of. So again, we cannot go super in depth in all of these things, but we're just really kind of trying to pull the most relevant things that we can.
Mm-hmm. And I love too, how you really brought it close to the ground because of the case studies that you included. So again, there's like the heady information, things that you're learning now, you know, from the quote unquote textbook, but you're bringing it down to that personal level where you're sharing these stories of the women that you've been working with. So do you want to share a little bit about that, Teresa?
Yeah. And it is my favorite part. It was my favorite part to write was the case stories. So these are examples of patients that I've seen over the years. And I tried to pick very particular topics that I know are very common, like PMS, like PCOS, like thyroid issues, and to show you what it would look like. What does that patient, you know, what does she present like? What does that feel like? Because I want a woman to see herself in these case studies.
Yeah.
And I want her to be able to say, that sounds like me. And then I have those symptoms. I need to advocate for myself. How can I go to a doctor? And I also want women to know that birth control doesn't have to be the answer, you know, that there are alternatives to being happy and whole rather than putting synthetic hormones in our body, which unfortunately we just know the reality is most doctors, that's all they offer. So I want them to be able to see, okay, that's what that would look like. How did she approach the treatment of that? Yep. And so the case studies are probably my favorite part. So thank you, Jamie, for bringing that up.
Yeah. And two, isn't it so true of the patients that you work with? They say, and I know for me with clients that I'm working with, they feel like they're alone, you know, in how they're feeling. They feel that they're the only ones to maybe have terrible, ragey mood swings before their period. Yeah. They don't want to talk about it, for instance, but that's another reason. Again, that was just an example, but that's another reason, Teresa, I like that you did this because again, you just said, Teresa, like these are common, like the ones mm-hmm. We don't want to diminish those cases, but they are very common. Yet why do so many women feel alone in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So extremely common.
One of the most profound and common things I hear, and usually through tears in my office, is you're the first person who's ever listened to me. Yeah. You know, women just don't get heard. And when I tell them your story is a similar story to many women that come in my office, they feel relief to know they aren't the only ones. So that's totally true. And, you know, the last part about this book, and this I kind of did towards the end, you know, as we were working on it and putting it together, I said, you know, I think it would be amazing to put our podcast into this book because we have addressed so many topics that I cover in the book. I'm like, what if we could let this is just a starting point. We take a deeper dive into PCOS or to hypothyroidism. I've got a podcast on that. Jamie and I have done it. So you'll see in the book, you know, where you can take the deeper dive, and we put the episode link, you know, right there. So you know where to go. So that was a kind of a last minute decision. And I'm so glad that we did that.
I've never seen any book do that the way that this book has presented. It's in such a, again, a beautiful way, but so vast. Like, a, you're going to spend however much it is, $20 or whatever, I can't remember, online, but this is going to not just be the book, but it's going to direct you through our podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I know for me, when I am, you know, following a podcaster or whatever, and often I follow them because I have a specific pain point, you know. Like, maybe some of you guys are listening to our podcast because you have terrible periods. Maybe it's just been so bad. And so you've been learning other things along the way, right? But like, really, just really want to hit home on those period episodes. That's what I like so much about this book, is it guides you, and so that you don't have to scroll through and try to find, okay, what episodes meet my specific need. And so again, it just saves people, Teresa, a lot of trouble. It guides and protects them as they learn. And I love that.
Yeah. So lumenpress.org, excited that it's out there. The Happy Girl's Guide to Being Whole, available now. And season 3, I want to say this, Jamie, before we start wrapping up, because my husband, I'm just hearing him in my ear. You know, he's always saying this to me, Teresa, you know, Jamie and you have got to do what you set out as your mission, and you've got to do it over and over again, because that's why people listen to you. We want you to continue to know the basics about your cycle and cycle tracking. And so if you haven't listened to season 1, if you're just jumping in and you kind of started in the middle, I'm just going to encourage you right now, go back to our beginning episodes. And Jamie and I are going to have to go in season 3, do some, you know, kind of going back ourselves to those beginning episodes, because those are the foundation points. Those are where we let you know how your body works, how to identify what's normal and abnormal, and how your cycle is a vital sign of health. So that's my pitch. Just, if you've just started listening, we want you to go back.
Yeah, totally. And we want to know, what are your favorite episodes? Like, we wouldn't be here. This sounds so cliche, what I'm going to say. That also rhymed, by the way. That also rhymed. But this sounds cliche in that we wouldn't actually probably be able to do all of this if it weren't for you guys all, who really love what we're doing. I mean, I love what we're doing, Teresa. I know you love what you're doing. And even if we were literally, honestly, the only ones that, like, we just did it for our own learning and curiosities, it'd still be super fun. But it is incredibly humbling to know there are thousands upon thousands of people who listen to our podcast, who love our podcast, and who are so encouraged by our podcast. And so, just echoing what you're saying, Teresa, in terms of like the basics, you know, it's really the basics that are so intriguing, isn't it? Like, Teresa and I are just messengers, but our body holds this very deep, beautiful, true reality about the authenticity and truth of our feminine nature. And by golly, it's like the most fascinating thing ever. So we're just shining a flashlight on it, honestly. But we want to know, like, what episodes have you loved? What episodes do you wish we would go into a bit more? Like, where do you want us to flash that light in just a deeper look? Because again, we are open book. We will take your guidance. And again, this is all for you. We do this for us to learn, and it's fun, but we really do this for you all, because we know many women just don't have the opportunity to have heard this earlier. And so we're just honored.
Very well said, Jamie. So unless you have anything else, I think we can close this up. Excited for season 3. We started this in 2020, August. It is August of 2022, and we are pushing forward, and we're excited that you're journeying along us. So enjoy the ride and get in touch with us, thehormonegenius@gmail.com. We are on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. We are trying to get on TikTok a little bit, but it's a little bit hard. We're both busy family people, so we're doing our best. But shout out to all of you who have reached out. Thank you so much. Leave a review if you haven't yet. We love to see reviews come in. Subscribe to our podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We don't have all episodes up there, but you can still see some of them. And thank you so much for being a listener.
Thanks for listening to the Hormone Genius Podcast. Please remember to share our podcast with your friends and family, and also follow us on social media. If you were not aware, we have a YouTube channel. So if you could like and subscribe to our YouTube channel to stay in the loop with all of our latest episodes, we would appreciate that. Thank you so much for your support. We are excited to journey alongside you as you discover the beauty and the genius of your hormones.